alignment. So don't try to get there all at once. So give us some statements. You did a pretty good job of it. And we have offered wonderful words. Actually, it was brilliant. And in tune with the laws of the universe as we know them to be. But words don't teach. And we could talk from our place of knowing all day, every day. And that would not mean that you would necessarily come right there and know that, because you've been beating the drum where you are. You've got something else active within you. And naturally you would, and it's okay. So as you put your boat in the stream, you said, I think I'm afraid. I'm worried about what will happen. I know that I'm going to miss him. All upstream thoughts, but understandable, nevertheless. So one more thing we want to give to you before we make our downstream trek, and that is, we want you to understand that everything that we're going to offer you here is with only one intention, and that is to help you drop the oars and get positioned in the stream. Because we know that your vibrational escrow will call you there. In other words, sometimes people say, well, I'll do the process and I'll make myself feel better, and will that make me more influential so then I can control the condition? If I get tuned in, if I really get in alignment, then will my son do what I need him to do? And we say, that isn't what this game is about at all. This is about you finding alignment so that you can live, be the unconditional lover that you are, and then the influencer toward well-being that you were born to be. So just start where you are, sort of where you were or wherever you are, and make your statements about this. And we will show you how to reach for the downstream statements.
He's an individual, and he's here to live his own life. He blessed my life. I was told I couldn't have children. He came into my life.
Well, we hear all of this, and it's all very good dialogue. But we want you to start more where you started with us earlier, where you said, I don't believe in war, and my son is going to join the army and he's going to leave me. In other words, because that's the feeling that is most active within you, and that's the feeling that we want to help you find relief from. So when you're saying those other things, your feeling wasn't moving. You were just offering words, but the feeling was staying right there where it was. And where if you start over there where the feeling is, and you literally reach for a statement that gives you a little sense of relief, you'll actually feel yourself turn in the stream. So start there.
The fear feeling?
Start
that,
there.
That he's leaving. I mean, he's 20 years in my life. I was a single parent. He was with me for 4 years before we expanded our family and brought a dad and another son or brother into it. And we have a special bond, and I feel, if there's a way that I can have a communication with him, I know he's going.
Well, now, don't lose track of what you're doing here. In other words, don't get. So what you're doing is you're just identifying what you're feeling, and now try to find something that feels ever so slight relief from that feeling of fear and loss that you are feeling. And you know, there's nothing wrong with, you are where you are. This is the thing we want you to understand, is that if everything we say about the stream is true, and it is, and the stream is moving to everything that you want, and life has caused you to want all of this, and the stream is moving toward what you want, then does it really matter where you are right now in relationship to the stream? Can you imagine Jerry and Esther saying to the river guide, where's this boat going to come out of the water? And he would say, in Fort Collins, several miles downstream. And they say, well, what we would like to do is put the boat back on the bus, truck it down the canyon, and then we would like to put the boat in the water about 50 yards from where we're going to get out, because we like instant manifestation. And he would say, all right, crazy lady, but I thought you wanted a ride on the river. And this is the thing that we want you to hear. You wanted the ride on the river, but the ride on the river when you're cross current from it isn't fun. And so as you're here in this pain, and it wasn't nice of us to bring you back there so pointedly, but the benefit of feeling the pain